Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast. I'm your host, Annabelle Bateman, thyroid author, coach, and patient. I want to welcome you to this podcast, which is all about trying to keep it super simple while we provide positive and practical information to help you on your thyroid-friendly journey. If you've got any questions or want to reach out to me, please go to my website, letstalkthyroid.com. But otherwise, sit back, relax. You might want to grab a pen and enjoy the content provided in this podcast. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, 2023. Can you believe we're nearly at the end of the year? Well, we are. So this is going to be a 2023 wrap-up and helping you set yourself up for 2024. That is the purpose of this episode. It is going to be hopefully fairly short and sweet. I know we're all pretty pressed for time, getting ready all those delicious thyroid-friendly meals before for Christmas ready. But I wanted to touch base and wish you a very Merry Christmas. And let you know a couple of things that might be that are going on, and a couple of things that are going to help you for next year. So, what's 2023 been like for you? It's been a weird few years, really, hasn't it? Since 2020, things have been disrupted, and I think 2023 is still kind of feeling some of the fallout of some of that. So, I don't know if that's been like that for you. How that's impacted your health. I know there are a lot of people that coming off the back of those crazy years are new to thyroid health issues. And so if that is you and you are listening, well, you know, I'm sorry that you're here, but I'm glad that you're here, because this is where you're going to find lots of positive and practical real life help for you on your Hashimoto's or Graves or thyroid journey. And so, So I want to go over, first off, let's just do a quick recap of what we've done this year. There have been about 26 episodes that have come out, something like that, plus in May for World Thyroid, or for Thyroid Awareness Month in Australia, but World Thyroid Day is in May as well. I put together a little mini series of 8 videos, all 10 to 15 minutes long, going over the basics. So if you are brand new to thyroid issues, and this happens to be the first of the Let's Talk Thyroid podcasts that you are listening to, head back to listen to them. They're in May. That might just be a really good overview. They're also saved on YouTube as a playlist, so that might be the easier place to find them. And they're great. Even just one or two of them you might want to share with family and friends to help them to understand your thyroid health position as well. That was May. I mean, I'll go back before that. But the sort of things that we've covered this year, often, you know, we do touch on things like diet, thyroid-friendly diet, what is the best diet if you've got Hashimoto's. Spoiler alert, there isn't one, although I think there is a good base. So we talked about that right from the beginning of the year in a number of different episodes. Probably the thing that I have learnt the most this year that's on this topic of diet is that my body really doesn't like carbs very much. Now, I don't know if that's the stage of life I'm in, if it's always been like that and I just have had my head in the sand about it. But after listening to Dr. Sarah Myhill, which was one of the earlier episodes in the year, it's been one of the more popular episodes this year, it really got me thinking about taking that kind of paleo keto approach, really a low carb approach for myself. I did that after I talked with my doctor from March, and I can't say I've been in ketosis the whole time. I've kind of gone in and out of focusing on that, but the seasons where I've really have honed in on lower carb, making sure I'm getting enough protein, fat, and veggies, and really cutting out the sugars and the carbohydrates. My antibodies came down, my health went up, my inflammation went down. So that's been a big learning for me. And so probably, you know, I learn from my guests as much as you do. And so that's been a really personal journey for me. Tying into that, when I spoke with Dr. Ben Galliart all about blood sugar, I did the continuous glucose monitor for 30 days, and I wouldn't mind doing another 30 days actually at some point. So maybe watch this space. But I found that a really, really helpful process. Probably would have been more helpful to have done it before I did the lower carb, just to really see the impact that my kind of normal, healthy, thyroid friendly still diet approach was making. But it really did show me what spiked my blood sugar. It helped me to understand that the intermittent fasting that I had been doing for a season, where I wasn't eating till later in the morning, actually wasn't working for me, which then kind of was confirmed later in the year, helped me understand a little bit better why, when I spoke with Marek Doyle just recently. But yeah, and I'm not saying intermittent fasting doesn't work, and you can go listen to that episode with Marek Doyle because we touch on that, but it helped me to understand for my body that I really did need to be eating probably a little bit earlier in the day, a bit more consistently, and that, you know, I think I have done better with that. So I'm constantly learning as much as you are. I often say I'm like my own personal health experiment, and I think we all need to take that approach, and hopefully the various episodes that we've done this year have helped you to be your own health experiment. We've also covered things like food sensitivities, keeping it simple, adrenal health. So I'm looking at my list of all the episodes. We've covered thyroid-friendly travel and a bit about my trip to Japan. So if you're heading off these holidays and you want some tips to how to make travel enjoyable, fun, and but not completely blow out your thyroid-friendly lifestyle, then check that one out. We've talked about, and we've had a few people from the community share their personal stories, which I always love that. So again, reminder, if you've got a personal story, it doesn't matter whether you're very new in your thyroid journey or you've been traveling for a long time, but if you think, yeah, that after, you know, that you would like to share your story, then I would like to talk to you. So let me know. We've talked about protein. So again, that's on the food category. We've talked about writing your thyroid story, and I'm going to talk about that again in a minute. We've talked about mindset, advocating for your own health in your relationships at home and at work. We've talked about pain a bit, actually, fibromyalgia and pain. We've talked genetics, gallbladder, science. We've talked oral health. We've talked COVID. We've talked thyroid system in Australia. And we've talked about hot topics, so, and SIBO. So there we go, a very big year. And that's just this year. And this podcast's now been going for 3.5 years. So with 115 episodes, there are loads of resources. So I would encourage you, if there's something that stood out there that you are interested in, you think, oh, gee, yeah, I do suffer from pain, just flick back through the episodes wherever you listen, and just, they should stand out by their name. I do try to name them appropriately so that you've got the information that you need to know whether that's one you want to listen to. There are also, I know, some pretty meaty topics that we cover. Some conversations just are heavier. They've got more information in them than others. So you might want to use this Christmas holiday break to go and revisit some of those episodes that you thought, oh, I should listen to this one again, but you haven't, because I know I do that too. So if you've got some episodes that you think, oh, gee, there was so much in that, I want to go back when I can make some notes, when I'm not out in the car or out for a walk, and you think, I want to sit down with a notepaper and pen, that I'd encourage you to do that, because really there's so much free, helpful information now across the different episodes that you might as well, you know, maybe it's easier than picking up a book, I don't know. But do use the resource. And if you're a fairly new listener and you've kind of picked up just as we've been going along, you might want to scroll back to the beginning. You don't have to listen to every episode. I do know, because some people tell me they start at the beginning and work their way forward, which I love that concept. I certainly did design the first, I'd say, up to 20 episodes quite deliberately in terms of covering the topics, foundational topics. So you might want to go check them out, but just scroll through, because odds are you haven't listened to every episode. Odds are you'll find something that you've missed. And yeah, I just want to encourage you to do that. So that's 2023, cracker of a year in terms of content, fabulous guests, and looking forward to 2024. And just last week, I keep a spreadsheet for the podcast that's got all the episodes I've done. It's got people I'd like to invite, people I have invited that haven't quite made it onto the show yet, topics to cover. And there's still, I think there's at least, I think, 30 to 40, probably more, people and or topics that I've yet to cover. And so, and I know we can revisit topics as well. So there's no shortage of thyroid content. And so 2024, I'll hopefully bring you some new guests, perhaps some familiar faces. You'll get a bit more of me as well, hopefully some of your stories. So again, that nice mix of professional and personal thyroid expertise and experience presented positively and practically. So that will be 2024. I've just started a job. So from 2024, I'll be working 3 days a week. I am still planning on putting out the podcast every second Thursday. Just wanted to let you know that I'm going back to doing some mediation work for separated families, which is a business I've had for a while, actually. I'm actually not running that as my own business this time. I'm going back to work for an organization I've worked for before, not for about 11 years since I've worked for them, but I'm going back to work for an organization that provides these services to separated families. So I'll be doing that as well, bringing some, hopefully, some positive and practical light into some pretty dark and sad places for people who are going through family separation. So if you've known me for a little bit or you've known me for a long bit, I've certainly, for all of my life, really, certainly from when I left school, all I've really wanted to do is help people. It's just looked different in different seasons. And so I think 2024, it's really interesting to see where I've ended up positioned to help people in different ways again. And so looking forward to being part of your world and part of some different people's worlds in a very different space and way. So that will be a significant impact for my 2024. But as you start to think about the year ahead, perhaps you're even listening to this in early 2024, I want to help you just to get a little bit ahead of the game. And you may or may not know that before I got into the thyroid health space, and even before I got into mediation, that way back after I left my law career, I did training to be a life coach. And again, I just wanted to help people bring some positive and practical change into their lives, work with people who are proactively wanting to see change. And so I kind of did life coaching before anyone really knew what life coaching was. It was a bit of a, it was still a very, very new industry. But I've always been a goal setting, future oriented kind of person. So life coaching, health coaching has always been fairly natural to me. Certainly something that, you know, I do try to walk my talk. I don't get it perfect all the time by any stretch, but I do, I won't tell you to do something that I either haven't tried or aren't prepared to try or don't actually do on a regular basis. So the life coaching is probably similar to that, actually. And so I do bring some of that life coaching training, I suppose, and experience into this space. And so at the end of each year, if you've been around for more than this year, you'll know that I talk about a couple of things. I talk about having a word for the year, and I talk about going through a planning, a process where you can choose to design your year ahead. Now, in this context for this podcast, we're talking about health, we're talking about thyroid health, so I'll limit it to that for this discussion. But know that these principles apply across every different facet of your life, whether it's your professional life, your spiritual life, your relationships, your finances, or your health, then these principles apply. So, and I'm going to share a couple of resources with you as well. So I like the idea of, well, I'll go back. I've always been a goal setter, right from when I was probably a teenager, at least into my uni years. I've been a goal setter. At the beginning of the year, I'd like to write goals. Sometimes I would write like pages of them, which I've learned isn't particularly helpful because you get a bit lost and don't see them all come to fruition. You can't have too many different goals, really. But hold on a sec. about 7 or 8 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, I came across the idea of having a word for the year, a word that would sort of set the theme or the principles or the foundation or just a bit of a sense, I suppose, of what you feel the year ahead you either want to look like or you feel like. Sometimes people say that they choose a word and other people, and sometimes people say that the word chose them, that it just stood out to them. Perhaps if you are someone that has a faith, then you might want to be praying about what your year, you know, is there something, God, that you are a word that you have for me for the year? So there's lots of different approaches you can take to having a word, but a word can just help distill things down and not, you know how we talk here about keeping it super simple? Well, a word helps to keep it simple, super simple compared to pages and pages and pages of goals. Now, I am an advocate still for goals. I'm going to come to that in a minute. So perhaps you can choose your own adventure, whichever way you like, or do a bit of a combination. But words I've had in the past have been things like strong, shine, release. What else have I had? Intentional. I've actually produced I've got a document that's called Word for the Year with, like, I don't know, there's lots and lots and lots of different ideas. I find it sometimes helpful just to read through that. I might put a link to that you can download that in the description in the show notes. So yeah, just sit and have a think about, like, you know, the year ahead and what that word for you, the year, might be. And what I've always found is when I choose a word or a word chooses me at the beginning of the year, and sometimes it can take me till the end of January, you don't have to force it. I forgot what I was going to say. So when you choose that word at the beginning of the year, often you'll have ideas of what that's going to look like, and you might actually explore that on a piece of paper, put your word in the middle and just put like a bit of a thought cloud, all the different aspects that that word might impact on the different areas of your life. And thinking specifically about your health, you might even just have a health word. You know, it might be vibrant or thrive or deliberate or release, or it could be all sorts of words that can apply in other realms, but you just want to focus in on your health. And so what I've often found is that as the year progresses, the word unfolds in my life a little differently to how I had anticipated. And so I always also like at the end of the year to reflect back on the year that's just coming to an end with respect to that word and think, how has that all played out? How's it been different to how I expected? How's it been similar to what I expected? Just sort of do a bit of a reflection. But if you do end up having a word for the year, whether it's for your health or something more broadly, and that's something you're willing to share, send me a message. I'll probably at some point do a post in the Let's Talk Thyroid community about that. I usually do a post around the word for the year. So share it in there. It can just be accountability to help to share some of those things and get some different ideas from other people. I always find it really inspiring to talk to people about their word and, like, what made you choose that and what are you hoping that that will bring? So, really good questions to think about. So that's the word for the year. The other process that I like to do is a bit more in depth. And so this is a process that you could just choose to do with your health, but you could do with other aspects of your life as well. It actually has formed the basis of a workbook that I've put together realistically over a number of years, but last year I published it on Amazon for the first time. I've just republished it. It's available on Amazon now. If you search for Annabelle Bateman, you'll just find the few workbooks and my Let's Talk Thyroid book available. This one is called Design Your Year. And I had previously called it the 2023 workbook, which I realize now was pretty short-sighted because its contents are the same. But if I have it as a generic, like Design Your Year, then I don't have to change it every year for the year ahead. So you'll see if you're looking on YouTube, I'm actually holding up last year's version, which was called 2023 Workshop, the step-by-step guide to help you make your next year the best year yet. So, and you'll see I've got a 5-step process. So you might want to just jot these 5 things down. It's not very complicated. But so let's just thinking about your thyroid, just your thyroid health. Then you want it, the steps are reflect, dream, plan, create, and live. So reflect, dream, plan, create, live. And so you start with reflecting. So you thinking in terms of your thyroid health, what has happened in my thyroid health or in my health more broadly is probably a better question because we know thyroid health impacts all other aspects of health. So in terms of your health, what's happened this year? Have you collated all of your blood test results? Like, have you been stable in your thyroid, your thyroid hormones? Have they been stable? Have they been fluctuating? Have you tried different interventions? Like, have you tried, like I have this year, trying going that lower carb and monitoring my blood sugar levels? Have you tried anything different? Have you noticed any significant improvements or any significant deterioration in your health this year? The reflect stage is really just about that. It's just reflecting. There's no judgment. There's just, this is what's happened. This is what I've observed about what has happened. Sometimes it's helpful to flick back in your diary if you're a diary keeper, or in your records, and just jot it down. You can just have a page that says reflect if you don't want to get the workbook, but you can get the workbook and then you've got it all there for you. This covers all the different aspects of your life, not just health, but I'll find the health questions and then... I've got some questions and then space to write. So you just reflect back. And then the dream section is about, well, exactly that, dreaming. It doesn't have to be realistic. That's a dream isn't always realistic. It doesn't even have to be limited to 2024. This could be a longer term dream. But with respect to your thyroid health or your health, what are your dreams? Like, are you dreaming that one day you might be able to get off medication? Are you dreaming, is a dream that you would sleep through the night? Is a dream that, you know, you can effortlessly keep maintaining a gluten-free diet? Or, what's the dream? And the dream for 2024 might be, I'm going to take control. I'm going to be in charge of my health. I'm going to take that personal responsibility. The dream can be bigger and it doesn't have to be everything. This is the brainstorming session. This is where you just, again, no judgment, no limits, just write it all down. And then, because you get to refine it then in the third step, which is the planning step. So the planning is then when you have a bit more of a look at it and you think, okay, well, for next year, what are the, of all of the things that are on my dream list, what are the priorities? And you might just want to number them, like say 1, 2, 3, because the reality is if you've got 15 different dreams, some of them might get put off to 2025 or beyond. Some of them might actually be absorbed. Like if you could really narrow it down and keep it super simple, what are the top 3 priorities for 2024? And so that's then what you want to focus in on and maybe set some specific goals around. That's really the create step, is the goal setting step, is to think, okay, let's create something tangible out of this. So say, for example, you thought your dream was just to start living a thyroid-friendly lifestyle. All right, well, that's great, but that's not very tangible. So in the create step, you might say, well, I'm going to do 6 weeks of the autoimmune protocol. And see how I feel at the end of that. Or you might say, well, actually stress is my biggest priority for creating that thyroid-friendly lifestyle. So the first thing I'm going to do is actually identify, like for example, in my Let's Talk Thyroid book, there's a page, I'll see if I can find it, I can show it to you in if you're watching on YouTube. It's an iceberg, stress iceberg. And it's all the different things above the line that are presenting as stress, and all the things below the line are what might be contributing to that stress. You might just want to go through that and identify what might be the underlying causes of your stress so that you can deal with them and maybe again prioritize them to see what are the maybe what are the one or two key things that are causing you stress and having an impact on your life, and what can you do about them. But the create step is about narrowing it down into some really tangible goals and at least a couple of action steps. And then the final section is the living it out. That really is about putting it into action. It's about making that decision to do it and doing it. It's about checking in on those goals. They may need to be refined, thrown out, new ones brought in. Life happens, things don't always go to plan, but the living it out is really where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? It's the choosing to make whatever it is part of your lifestyle so that it is sustainable and ongoing. But that is my 5-step process: reflect, dream, plan, create, live. If you want to work through that in a workbook, then go to Amazon, just look up my name, Annabelle Bateman, you'll find it. It's called Design Your Year, and it's still pretty self-explanatory, really. If it's not, then please send me a message. I'm more than happy to help answer any questions about it. But you could just as easily grab a notebook with those 5 headings and just see where you go. Just work through it one area of your life at a time. And see where you end up with your thyroid health. But definitely to get ahead of the game for 2024 for your health, I think you do need to make some decisions. That might be deciding just to keep doing what you're doing because it's working for you. But if there's some aspect of your health that's not working for you, then making a decision to investigate or to get build out your thyroid support team with some new professionals or new people, or to actually take that step of changing whatever it is that you have been talking about for a long time, then I really do believe, and I talk about this in the mindset section of this book too, the Let's Talk Thyroid book, that making the decision is, I don't know, a very large part of making the change. Once you've decided, it's so much easier then to take the action steps. While I'm talking about resources that fit into this, I mentioned before that I did an episode earlier in the year on writing your thyroid story, and we also did, or some people in the Let's Talk Thyroid community did a 5-day Write Your Thyroid Challenge with me. I did put together this little workbook. Again, this is available on Amazon, or it's just a PDF download on my website, letstalkthyroid.com. It's called Write Your Own Thyroid Story. To the best of my knowledge, it's the only thing like it on the market. I haven't seen anyone else put anything else like this out there. I could be wrong about that. But the idea is that it's actually really helpful to know your thyroid story. And thyroid stories are often long and complex. And just to take the time to connect the dots, to write out your health history, your family health history as best you know it, connect the dots, look at your symptoms, look at your treatment. It's also a really helpful document just to have in one spot so that you can take it with you to new practitioners as well. But just to have your story to the best of your understanding and the ability to connect the dots, and some of it is a lot of guesswork. It's not precisionally accurate, but it's a helpful process. And so that might be something that you might want to start your year doing, is just getting a handle on your own thyroid story so that you know, okay, well, this is how I've got to where I've got, and this now is then where I'm going to move forward. What else? We've got the thyroid journal, 30-day journal. So if as part of your changes for 2024, you decide you want to the most common use for this journal, really, for how it was designed, was to fit in with my 30-day kickstart program. So you might say, well, I want to make a particular dietary change for 30 days. Then this journal is designed to help you to track some of those changes. It's got lots of assessments at the beginning. It's got daily entries for each day. It's got an affirmation for each day. It's got assessments again at the end of the book, so you can see that the impact of whatever change you've made has had or not had. So that can be, that can just be bought as a standalone journal. Again, from Amazon, you can buy it from my website as a downloadable PDF. To be honest, it's probably almost cheaper just to buy it on Amazon. It's printed, it's in a nice little book format, saves you printing out. It's quite long. Well, it's about 100 pages, so it saves you printing out that from home. So yeah, there's just some tools. I guess what I've tried to do over the years is to develop a few tools to help people on their thyroid health journey. Obviously, that's what the Let's Talk Thyroid book is all about. So if you haven't got that, start there. So they're the resources that I've put together so far. I've certainly got my 30-day Kickstart program, which you don't have to wait for a group entry for that. You can just do that on your own. Sign up, it's all delivered via email and direct access to me, so you don't need to wait for a group for that. And I do have my KISS thyroid coaching program that is definitely more about a holistic look at all the different aspects of living a thyroid-friendly lifestyle. So it's for people who really are ready for lasting change. I'm ready to overhaul my lifestyle. I'm ready to have a good look at everything. I'm ready to kickstart not just the food aspect, but mindset, unwinding, food, sleep, movement, low-tox living, it's all in there. I think at this stage, because I'll be working on this new job, I would have capacity to take on a couple of one-on-one clients for the KISS Thyroid Coaching Program. So if you would like to work one-on-one with me and you want to even just have a chat about it first before you commit to it, that's fine. Just send me a message. We'll find a time to have a 15-20 minute chat just to see whether it is appropriate for where you're at. I'm pretty good at saying whether things are or aren't. I'm not a very good salesperson in that sense, that if I really think that's probably not right for where you're at, I will tell you that. And if I do think that is right for where you're at, I will tell you that too. And then, of course, that's your choice if you'd like to work with me like that. I've probably got the capacity for a couple of one-on-one clients. At this stage, I'll just have to see how things go over the Christmas New Year period, and then I'll let you know about the Kickstart program and whether or not that's kicking off in February. I just want to have a couple of weeks break. We will be having a break from the podcast for a couple of weeks. That will kick up again. Too many kicking. That will start up again towards the end of January with a whole fresh, 2024. Always nice to have a bit of a break over January. Hope you're all enjoying holidays wherever you are around the world. I was about to say beach holidays, but I know almost half my listeners are in the Northern Hemisphere, and so you might be having a much colder Christmas around the fireplace, maybe with some snow, which sounds really lovely. It's 32 degrees here and very hot and humid today. But wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I just pray that you have a season of peace and joy and hope. That's to me what the Christmas message is all about. I guess it's a core part of really this podcast as well, isn't it? It's about hope and bringing you lots of good things into your health and your life. So thank you very much for being with me for this year. Have any questions, feel free to send me a message. I'll look forward to being back with you again in 2024. So see you later. This is your KISS Thyroid Coaching segment for Keeping It Super Simple. All I want you to do is take, even if it's just 30 seconds, maybe it's a bit longer, to stop and reflect on what you've just heard and think, is there one thing I need to do in response to what you've just heard? And if there is, then I want you to write it down in your thyroid notebook. Hopefully you've got one. And if you don't, maybe that's your first action step. Write it down and take some action, because that is how things get incorporated into your thyroid-friendly lifestyle. Here's a little legal bit at the end, which is really important, because the information provided by me and all my guests, anything on any format in terms of the Let's Talk Thyroid podcast, whether that is the podcast, audio, video, social media, my books, courses and coaching, is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure or prevent any disease. It nor is it designed to replace proper medical and health advice from a professional. So please, if you've got specific thyroid-related or health-related issues, you do need to get your own independent, personalised medical advice. Have you read Let's Talk Thyroid yet? That is the book that I put out last year. It is all about positive and practical thyroid help for the new thyroid patient, or for the thyroid patient that is new to the idea that there's anything other than taking your medication that you can do for your thyroid health. Grab your copy from Amazon or from my website, letstalkthyroid.com, or grab a copy for a friend who is struggling with their thyroid health and just needs some really accessible, bite-sized, practical, and positive information that's going to give you hope for your thyroid future.